Welcome to Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Oh, and a very happy Monday to you. You have tuned into Voices of Vision. And the guest I have today, oh my goodness, it's going to take me just a minute to describe because this woman is one of my dearest friends. And we're friends from a distance because we don't live in the same city, but we're so connected. We've known each other for over 30 years now. And she's truly one of those just a magical, lovely, creative, bright, shiny light on the planet. And God knows we need some more light on this planet right now. My friend is Pam Oseley. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Hey, Jane. Great to talk with you. Well, it's been that many years and we're only 27 years old. That's
I know. Amazing. How did we do that? I love that. Yeah. We can reverse everything.
There you go.
Pam is an author. She's a professional intuitive. She's a consultant. She is an aura expert, which is, I'll let her describe that, but she literally can not only see, but feel the colors in that are around us. Because we all come onto the planet with this energy because we are energy and we have these different colors that kind of go with our personality, I guess. Is that the best way to describe an aura?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's energy that radiates off of us. And in this case, the colors in the aura, the way I see them, now people see differently. It doesn't make somebody wrong, somebody right. It's just different. The colors that I see reflect a person's personality, their life mission, their purpose for coming to the planet, their theme, what's going to make them happy, careers that are going to be fulfilling, relationship styles, health, potential health issues, money, all kinds of stuff are revealed in those colors.
It's incredible because, well, you've written several books, but her website is auracolors.com, and that's auracolors.com. So if you want to go there, she's got all kinds of cool stuff, not to mention her books are fantastic. Pam, when I first met you and you were describing auras to me, because I was just a young kid. I had never heard of them before. I was like, what? I'm from Michigan. I moved to Santa Barbara. I meet this intuitive psychic woman who was really rather normal in every other way. And I'm like, what is going on? But once you actually did a reading with me and you talked to me about what you saw, it resonated. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's me. That's how I've always thought. It's how I feel. It's how I function and how I bring myself forth. And I've always had this little inner intuitive thing going on. And you were able to articulate it with my aura color. And I was like, or colors, I should say. And it was so cool. And I'm so fascinated. And now here we are at a time when, oh, goodness. There's such an awesome shift on the planet right now. And there's so many people I feel are kind of waking up and not thinking what you were talking about 30 years ago. They don't think it as strange anymore. It's kind of in our daily conversation. Don't you find that there's so many more people waking up to like their soul purpose?
That's a great way to say it, Jane. Exactly. I've seen a total shift, too. People emerging. I mean, and quantum physics helps, you know, as much as people go, what? Quantum physics? But, yeah, people are becoming more conscious, more spiritually aware, more accepting of expanded consciousness. Well, you know, it's all part of our evolution, Jane. We've evolved over years. They used to think the world was flat and, you know, and it didn't move. And you know, it's like, okay, round world, we can go to space. There's multi-dimensions. I mean, it's like it's expanding. And haven't you noticed it's expanding very quickly now?
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's happening fast enough. And other times they're like, whoa, what just happened?
Right.
It's like nonstop. So I see the same thing. I do see a shift. I mean, the groups that I used to have come to my workshops and stuff a long time ago. This is another interesting thing. It was like 80% female and 20% male, and now it's more like 50-50.
Wow.
The guys are getting in the game too. So, you know, there's a lot of intuitive and open-minded good souls out there that are like, all right, I know there's more to life than what we've been taught. And again, it's all part of our evolution.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when there is an awareness and people are starting to wake up, and I say that just kind of to gain that awareness and to really kind of sit with it and have it vibrate from you, so that when you're outside, you know, you go outside and you're experiencing nature, you are connecting with all that is. And then you realize that everything is connected. Like, we're all just part of this big, wonderful ball of loving energy, and that we can shift that at any moment with the thought process that we have, you know, that we're able to kind of like look at it and go, this is so interesting. And you can kind of tap into that at any point. And for me, it's always getting outside. It's walking outdoors, and just being outside rises that elevation and that thought process for me.
Right. Well, and you have yellow in your aura too, besides all that violet, Jane. So yellows, they connect with nature. That's a form of connection, spirituality, expansiveness. And again, right in line with what you're saying, I think the better understanding of quantum physics, where they're saying it's all energy, and when they said that it's totally changed their perception of reality. And that
right.
energy is coming more and more. That knowledge, that awareness is coming more and more to light. And then people talking about, the law of attraction, and there's more and more people starting to see energy or talk to people on the other side. Or it's all just, you know, basically we're realizing, we're becoming more aware, but we're realizing, meaning we're starting to see things with our real eyes, our inner eyes. I think that's what realize means, that we're seeing things from our real eyes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I love that. Yeah. You know what too is nice is I feel that there's a lot less kind of judgment going on. You know, I just feel like me personally, if someone doesn't get me, or if they think, oh, there she goes again, she's just off on her little woo-woo path, it doesn't bother me. Where I used to maybe not step into that power or that knowing, now gloves are off. I just feel like, this is who I am. This is how I feel. This is what I'm seeing and feeling and envisioning. And so if you like it, great. If you don't, that's okay. Like, I'm okay with you not getting where I'm coming from. I don't always get where everybody is coming from either. So I feel like we're stepping into a really powerful, and like you said, fast. Things are at a ferocious pace. Nothing is taking less than a nanosecond to happen.
Right. I'm experiencing the same thing, Jane. Less and less judgmental, less and less defensive, less and less needing other people to see what I see. And it's funny because out in the world, it looks like there's even more judgment and more divisiveness and more criticism. And yet at the same time, it's causing me, or it's helping me realize I'm less and less judgmental, less and less attached, more observing from love and compassion. It's really interesting. I think that's happening to a lot of us who have been, I hate to sound corny, but doing our inner work.
Right.
We've had an intention to be more expansive, more loving, more aware, realize what reality really is. And so the spiritual teachers have been telling us that for, you know, eons.
Right.
And now to finally start experiencing it, it's really interesting. And again, there's more and more reason in the outer world, supposedly, to be more divisive or critical. And yet we're finding just the opposite inside. At least people like you and I, we're finding it more like, I'm not attached to that. I don't want it.
I want
to just love and have compassion and accept. Because you know what else we've realized, Jane? And this is revealed in the aura colors too. Funny that you brought that up. We're all here for a different purpose and a different experience. and a different perception. Oh, and I love doing this, Jane. So with your listeners right now, this is a fun little exercise or game to do, okay? Notice something in your environment. I don't care if it's a tree, a lamp, a shoe, a candle. I don't care what it is. Take your thumb and put it in front of your nose about 8 to 10 inches away from your face. Okay.
Okay.
And put your thumb in front of that object, that lamp, that candle, that plant, whatever. Put your thumb in front of it, right?
All right.
Now only
I'm
look
doing
at
this.
It with your, so only look at it with your right eye. Okay. Now look at it only with your left eye. Now go back to your right eye. Now just look at it with your left eye. Now, did you see that object shift from one side of your thumb to the other?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so it's like on the right side of your thumb, or is it on the left side of your thumb? Is it more on the right? Is it more on the left? And look at this. Your two eyes are on your same face with your same mind, and your own two eyes can't even agree where that object is in space. So since your own two eyes can't agree on where it is in reality, how do
right.
we expect anybody else on the planet to have the exact same perception or the same experience of reality when they're on a different, quote unquote, a different body than you?
Right.
So I think that's such a good exercise, right?
I love that. I was sitting here and I've got my thumb and I've got this really great sun wall hanging in my studio. And it was so cool to watch my thumb shift right in the sun's nose, left, right, left, right. I mean, that is a really great exercise. And it sort of just tears it down and brings it down to that physical level. Because, I mean, for just these beings, we're these human beings having this spiritual experience on this planet. And, you know, you're right. You know, we are, there's so much decisiveness going on, and there's this energy that you could play into. And I see it all the time, especially on social media. And I just say, I don't play. I no longer want to play in that area. I want to play in the field over here with the flowers and the butterflies and the hummingbirds and the rain and the sun and the good energy and kindness and compassion and, you know, getting out on the planet and helping people. That, to me, if we all shift, that's what's going to happen. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, and envisioning life from a higher perspective.
Yes.
Not just from separate bodies, separate whatever. And one of the things I would love to see us redefine what it means to be human, because I hear people say, well, I'm only human. I'm only human. I go, wow, basically, I'm flawed. I'm weak. I make mistakes. We really need to redefine human, because humans are actually, you've said it earlier, amazing beings of light. We're made of energy. Mm-hmm. We're made of light. The fact that I and so many other people, thousands of people on this planet, can be intuitive or psychic, see past, present, and future, so we don't get limited by time. We can see energy fields or auras. I can talk to people on the other side. I can go into other lifetimes. I can go into parallel universes. I teach people how to bend spoons. It's like amazing what we're really capable of doing.
Right.
And thousands of people, I mean, there's so many psychic children showing up on the planet right now, and people that are having experiences where they sense their loved ones on the other side, or guides or angels. So when we say we're only human, it's like, that is phenomenal to be human, because we're not mm-hmm. just bodies. We're these amazing souls that go way beyond our bodies, which is why I can do remote viewing, or I can do what quantum physics calls non-local mind. I can tune into somebody in Egypt or in Japan or in Australia and know what they're up to when I'm reading with somebody in the room or reading with somebody on the radio or on my show or on the telephone. It's like I can be non-local mind, which is what quantum physics is saying is the truth of who we are. And so you understand redefining what we think human is, and to be able to have these experiences and still enjoy the trees and the food and the water and the sunshine, you know, it's like all of these things are still available to it. It gives us a more expansive and fun appreciation of nature, other people, events. It's just, it's more expansive and more vibrant and more awesome to me anyway. It's just like, it makes life more fun.
I love it. If you're listening right now, my guest is the fabulous Pam Oseley. AuraColors.com is where you can tune in to find all guided meditations, her e-courses, her books are there for purchase. It's AuraColors.com. We'll be back in just a minute. We're going to hear from my wonderful sponsor, Go Cleanse, with more of Pam Oseley on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
It's Nancy Newcomer, host of your Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. Go Cleanse. We talk a lot about it here. And the reason why, we are extremely passionate about this program because we've seen the difference it's made in people's lives. It's quite remarkable, story after story. I've been a cleanser for over 3 years, and I actually have a shake almost every single day. And when I don't, it's a very rare occasion, but I don't feel so great. I actually crave it. It has all the nutrients I need to give me that vitality and sense of well-being. Of course, during the holidays, all that goes out the window with the extra cookies and hot toddies, and we start to feel a bit draggy. So let's get ahead of the game and get your questions answered. You can be in touch with a Go Cleanse coach. They can tell you all about the program and get you set up for the new year. Clean out your closets, clean up your health. Go to gocleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Welcome back to Voices of Vision. My guest today is Pam Oseley from AuraColors.com. Pam, you are doing so many interesting things. You're so tuned in, and people come to you all the time. Now, do you do actually, I know you do private sessions. So what does that look like? How do you connect with someone that, say, they live in, I don't know, Paris, and they want a session with you? How do you do that long distance?
Well, they either call on the phone or they can, you know, use Skype to call my phone. And I tune in. It's, you know what, Jane, I use the analogy of a television station or a radio station or iPod, whatever you want to use. It's like it's waves of energy that we're all connected. So again, non-local mind. So all I have to do is adjust my energy to become one with you, to connect with you. And then I get to hear all kinds of things about you. I can, and everybody's different. Some people want to know about love. Some people want to know about their life purpose. Some people have health issues, you know, so we focus on that. Well, my doctor's not being able to find out what's wrong, and I always look for the core, the mental, emotional issue that somebody's got some health issues going on, because until that gets cleared up, they're going to have physical issues.
Right.
So everybody's different, but basically all I do is I use non-local mind, I expand my consciousness, I entrain or vibrate or whatever you want to say, connect, align with your frequency, your soul, who you are, and then I have a conversation with your soul and bring it out loud. And for most people, the things that I talk about with them, it should validate what they've been feeling deep inside. I honestly believe, Jane, that we all have our own answers.
Mm-hmm.
You have a connection. You have ability to connect with your soul or higher guidance,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it. And so sometimes we get in our own way. Because do you know the difference between trauma and no big deal? Trauma is when it's happening to you, and no big deal is when it's happening to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't care, but it's easier to see what somebody else should be doing with their lives because we're not
right
emotionally attached. So it's challenging for us each sometimes to really hear clearly our own inner voice because our fears can get in the way, our old habits can get in the way. So somebody like me, I can get in there and freshly with no judgment and be objective and go, this is what I'm hearing from your soul, or this is what your guides are saying around you. And it should resonate with the person. It should validate who they feel they are and what they've already been thinking or feeling. And then what we do is find a way to manifest that. My goal is to see people happy and fulfilled. And so many people feel stuck or something's missing or unfulfilled. So we go in there and we go, okay, here's the fear. Here's the block. This is what you can do about it. This is where your soul really wants to go. Let's find a way to get you there.
Right.
And so basically I support people living their full soul's purpose and their happiness.
That's beautiful. You support people living their full soul's purpose. That's
mm-hmm.
great. I'm taking notes because I have to write down a little thing about everything that we're talking about. Does it wipe you out? Is it really tiring for you to constantly be trying to elevate and assist other people to find their soul's purpose?
Well, you just used a key word there. If I try is a very exhausting word. Trying to do something, trying to get something done in time. It's like, that's a fear of failure word. So it's a struggle word.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's, it's different with each person, Jane. If I'm working with somebody who's very open and expansive and they're willing and they really want to hear the information, then it's actually inspiring, empowering, and energizing to work with someone.
Okay.
If I'm working with somebody who's resistant and closed down and argumentative and going, no, I'm not going to do that, then it's, or, you know, they're too afraid to let somebody see who they are, then it's a little bit more challenging. And those can be a little exhausting. Now, I don't want to say hard work, tiring, exhausting, draining, because there's so many people out there that are afraid to get in touch with their own intuitive abilities, their own expanded consciousness. Because they're too afraid of what they're going to pick up. It's like, oh, no, I'm afraid I'll pick up bad things, or I'll pick up something that scares me, or I'll pick up, or it'll drain me because I'll feel too many people. I go, no, you guys, you have more power than that. You don't have to let yourself get drained. So I don't let myself get drained.
Okay. So, all right. I have an idea, and this is going to completely put you on the spot, which I love. there's a third person here right now, Nate. My producer, he's in Detroit. I'm in San Diego. You're in Santa Barbara. Nate is here. Kid, could you demonstrate just a little bit about connecting about Nate and Nate's aura color to show what you can do? That would be awesome.
Sure. Let's do this quickly. So, Jane, the first thing I need you to do with your gigantic violet aura there is you breathe in and pull it back so I don't pick up your energy. I can pick up Nate's. So, Nate, if you're there, all I need from you, Nate, is your hair color and your eye color so I can get a visual of you and connect with you. Can he talk to me?
Okay, okay. Nate, he said his mic isn't hooked up. Nate has blonde hair and blue eyes.
Okay, blonde hair and blue eyes. Stay focused with me, Nate, okay? Stay wide open. It's okay. Nate's got a lot of yellow in his aura. He's actually born yellow and logical tan, but he's got a little bit of violet in his outer bands. But he's a yellow and logical tan. So yellows, Nate, yellows basically are big kids at heart. Man, he's got a curiosity and a yellows are usually very creative. They like nature. And by the way, Nate, yellows need sunshine. They need to be able to be outdoors and have sunshine because yellows are usually more solar powered. Okay. So yellows are curious. They're more free spirited. They're pleasers. They're nice people. And Nate, yellows ultimately don't like being told what to do. Tans are more, you've got more yellow than tan, but tans are more practical, logical. I'm not surprised that you're an engineer because tans usually are engineers, computer programmers, accountants. They focus on the technology, the details, the data, the logic. They go into their heads and think about things. But you have a lot of yellow in your aura. So yellows are nice guys, curious, fun. They need variety too, by the way. Yellows usually stick with one thing, and yellows need variety. And then really quickly, Nate, when I tune into you, Jane, honestly, this sounds general, but he's actually a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tune into Nate, I go, Nate, I feel like you're happy with a lot of stuff, but when I really tune into you, I feel a little bit like I want to do more or go more or do something else. Or I don't mean in it. I mean in addition to. Like there's more. And that's a little bit of violet in your outer base. Violets are always looking for either want to travel or go have adventures, make a difference, contribute to the planet, work for themselves. And definitely Nate's got some violet perking up right now. It's pulsating.
Yeah, that's wild because I wish his mic was hooked up, but I can tell you this. Nate is actually a stand-up comedian. That's why, I mean, and he's such an outdoor guy and he's really funny and he is on the cusp of kind of breaking out and being a nationwide.
Yeah, he wants more.
Absolutely.
That's why I felt it's like, I want more. That's very violet.
Yep.
Violets are more expansive.
Yeah, that's cool.
And yellows are comedians. He's got the same aura colors as Brad Pitt, John Denver. Harrison Ford is a yellow tan. But he's adding some violet. Well, actually, Brad Pitt also added a little bit of violet. I'm trying to think who else are yellow tans and that people would know. But yeah, it's like Nate understands, like, come on, go for it. I want more. I want to expand. I want to be able to do more. It's like, come on, come on, come on. So
That's awesome. Well, this show went so fast, Pam. I'm going to ask you to do something that I asked my dear friend Terry James to be as well, and be a regular on Voices of Vision. I just think there's so much that we can cover and we can talk about. So if you're willing and we can work it out, I would love to have you back on.
Well, since you and I both have yellow in our auras, and you're a yellow violet and I'm a blue yellow with violet, I will play with you anytime you
Yay!
Want.
Yay!
We'll go
That's
for it. Let's,
awesome.
Violets need to inspire the masses and empower and educate. So let's go touch lives. Yeah. I'm
that
happy
sounds
to do
that. Great. That sounds awesome. Pam Ousley is my guest today. Head to auracolors.com. It's AuraColors.com. You can connect with her there. You can find out about her e-courses. She's got great books available. You can tune in if you want to and you want to have a session with her. I can personally tell you it's probably one of the coolest things that you'll ever do. I give it as a gift to many people in my family. My dad, who is going to be 91, absolutely loves talking to Pam. She has connected him with my beautiful dear mother, who left the planet almost 8 years ago. And so there's just been really cool gifts that she has given to me just through her intuitive nature and her gifts that she came on the planet with. She's the real deal. So please follow her on Facebook. You can follow her on Twitter, and go to auracolors.com and find out more about the extraordinary Pamela Ousley. Pam, I love you. Thank you for being on the show today.
I love you, Jane. Thanks for having me on your show. Have fun. A great 2018, everyone.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.